Thanks to this season's presenting sponsor, Driscoll's. Only the finest berries. Hello, friends. Welcome back to Mystery Recipe. I'm Molly Birnbaum, editor-in-chief of America's Test Kitchen Kits.
And I'm Mitzi, oven mitt, right-hand gal, and CPO, chief pun officer for the show.
Pun officer, huh?
Chief pun officer. Pun officer in chief. Officer pun chief. Chief of the puns.
Every week on Mystery Recipe, we'll be talking about the fun, fantastical, and fascinating sides of a different kitchen ingredient. And at the end of the season, we'll use all the ingredients to cook a mystery recipe together.
And we are feeling a bit green with today's episode. It's day 3 of Lettuce Week. First up, we have some colorful science in our pressing questions segment.
Followed by a classic film in our wildcard.
Plus, lots of puns! I hope.
I can't wait.
Sort of putting a lot of pressure on myself today. We'll see. Let's just go to the theme song.
Looks good.
I bet it tastes good.
Ooh.
Wow, that felt personal, Molly.
Mystery recipe.
So, Mitzi, chief pun officer, huh?
Yep. I know we talked a lot last episode about being CEO or the head of a company, but I figured that is something that plays into all of Susie's strengths, not necessarily mine.
I do think you're an excellent leader, Mitzi.
Thank you, but there's just a lot more to it that I don't exactly feel perfect for, which had me feeling a little bit sad for a minute. Until I realized CEO was Susie's dream, not mine. She's perfect for a job like that, and so I must be perfect for something, too.
I think you're a perfect podcast co-host, Mitzi.
Aw, Molly, that was so sweet of you, how you just slipped that in there. Gah, you're the best. Thank you. But I also feel like one of my strengths is being clever and using words in a fun way. So that's what a pun is, by the way, listeners. It's like a word joke or clever wordplay. So I wanted to lean into my strengths and bring out the puns today.
Well then, let's hear it.
That's the thing, Molly. I am really struggling for some reason. I think I'm putting a lot of pressure on myself to come up with puns because I said that's something I'm good at. And now I can't think of any at all.
Nothing? Lettuce is rich with puns.
I've got nothing, Molly.
Well, how about I leaf the puns to you before we head over to our next segment?
Wow, that felt personal, Molly.
I'm sorry. I had to. Don't worry, Mitzi. You are very good at puns. It will come to you. Just don't put so much pressure on yourself. Sometimes if you try too hard, things you're good at can seem harder than they need to be. How about you take a few deep breaths and try to think up some puns while we move on to our first segment?
Okay. Okay, that sounds good. Pressing Questions, listeners, is a segment where we answer a question from a young chef using science.
Every week we go through our emails and voicemails and find a question that we can conduct a science experiment to answer. And then I will call up a kid recipe tester to try it out.
Here's how it will work. We're going to talk to a kid recipe tester in their home and go step by step through each part of the experiment in our episode. And when we're done and our episode is over, we encourage all of you to recreate the science for yourselves in your own recipe labs. And don't forget to tell us how it went. You can send us an email at mysteryrecipe@americastestkitchen.com. I'll go through everything you send us. We're so excited to hear from you. All right, should we get started with today's question?
Ready when you are.
Let's hear it.
Why are green vegetables green?
That was Jackson from Georgia.
Great question, Mitzi. Super simple, and yet there is a fun science activity in there in order to find the answer.
Fun! I can't wait!
So if you want to try this experiment along with us at home, here's what you'll need. Masking tape, a marker, 2 clear heat-proof juice glasses or small jars, 1/4 cup finely chopped baby spinach plus 1 whole leaf, 1/4 cup finely chopped bib lettuce plus 1 whole leaf, an 8-inch square baking dish, 1 cup isopropyl rubbing alcohol at 70% or 91% strength are both fine. A liquid measuring cup, boiling water, fine mesh strainer, a spoon, and a plate.
Ooh, long list of stuff for a short question, Molly.
All right, in order to get to the bottom of why plants are green, I called up Jackson to help us out with this experiment. Hey, Jackson, how are you?
Good.
Amazing. I'm so excited to have you here today to do this activity. Today, we are going to learn all about why plants like lettuce are green. Are you ready to get started?
Yes.
Perfect. All right, so one big note I have before we start is that you cannot eat today's experiment. So do not taste the liquid or solids from this experiment. Discard them when you have finished observing them. That being said, let's get started. So first thing we're going to have you do, Jackson, is make 2 masking tape labels. You can use a marker or a pen to write spinach on one label and lettuce on the second label. All right, so now you're going to place 1 label on each juice glass or clear bowl that you have. All right, so then once the water is on to boil, we need to chop 1/4 cup of both the types of lettuces. So we're going to chop 1/4 cup of bib lettuce or butter lettuce and 1/4 cup of the spinach. All right, so as soon as each of those types of lettuces are chopped, Jackson, you can place each chopped vegetable into the glass that matches its label. So you want to put the chopped spinach in the spinach glass and the chopped lettuce in the lettuce glass. Awesome. Okay, so vegetables are in. Next up, we're going to add 1/4 cup of the isopropyl alcohol to each glass, making sure the vegetables are covered. So you can pour it into a liquid measuring cup and pour in 1/4 cup to each glass. Great. So now you can place both of those dishes into the baking dish that you have. So place both glasses in the baking dish. Amazing. So as soon as the boiling water is ready, what we're going to do is, for all the listeners at home, you're going to ask an adult to pour the boiling water into the baking dish around the glasses until the water is at least 1 inch up the sides of the glasses, being careful not to splash water into the glasses.
Okay, here we go.
Oh, I see it. That looks great. All right, so now what we're going to do is let that sit for 2 hours and see what happens.
2 hours. Perfect. That's just enough time for me to think up some science-y lettuce puns.
Well, actually, Mitzi, we are going to fast forward for our listeners. But before we do, Jackson, I want you to make a prediction. What do you think will happen to the vegetables as they sit in that alcohol, in that warm water for the next 2 hours?
The color may fade out.
The color might fade out. That's a really good guess. What do you think will happen to the isopropyl alcohol that's in there?
It may, make it hot and it may look white or really light green, especially the dark one.
All right, let's put 2 hours on the clock and get ready to fast forward.
So, Molly, when we fast forward, do you and I live those 2 hours and our listeners just don't hear it? Or do we just skip those 2 hours and jump ahead into the future?
Only one way to find out, I suppose.
So then I said, Oliver, that is not a letterbox!
Well, it's been about 2 hours.
Wait, really? Wow! Turns out we do get to live those 2 hours, but I guess I spent the whole time talking about my cat, Oliver, instead of thinking up puns.
That's okay, Mitzi. The experiment isn't over yet. So we are ready to move on with the experiment. Are you ready, Jackson?
Yes.
Okay, so Jackson, we're going to start by setting our fine mesh strainer over a liquid measuring cup. Perfect. And then pour the spinach mixture into the fine mesh strainer so that the liquid is getting caught in the liquid measuring cup and all the solids from the spinach are going to be stuck in the strainer. So if you have one nearby, you could use a spoon to just kind of press the leaves in the strainer and get any of that extra liquid out of the bottom. And you may have to scoop some of the leaves out of the glass too.
It leads off like green juice.
The liquid is all green, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the spinach is strained. Great. Now we can put the leaves on that plate. So once that is set, we're going to do that one more time, but with the lettuce. And just another reminder that this is not edible. It's really gross.
Can't eat it.
You can't eat it. Nicely done. Okay, so Jackson, we want to talk a little bit about our results. We'll start by talking about the liquids. Can you tell me about the two liquids you see? Describe them both for us.
There's two types of colors. So the spinach one is more of a dark green, but the lettuce one is more of a light green.
Amazing. So then what do you think happened?
I think the alcohol may had something to do with the fading and made it turn into the color that was in may turn into juice.
Let's compare the original spinach to the leaf that's been soaked and talk about the difference between those two.
So the juice and the spinach part after and all that wet stuff is darker, but the one before is much lighter.
Heating up the vegetables while they soaked in alcohol released a ton of green color. But what is the science behind what happened?
What a great question, Mitzi. We'll get into all of that science and more right after this quick word from our sponsors. Grown-ups, these ads are for you. I want to tell you about our sponsor, the Kroger family of stores. One of my favorite things about Kroger is all their delicious Kroger-branded products called Our Brands. They have everything from ice cream to produce to pet food, and these are products you can only find at the Kroger family of stores. Kroger stands behind each and every one of them with their quality guarantee. If you're not delighted, let them know and they'll make it right with a replacement or refund. Our Brands makes shopping easy, delicious, and affordable. So check out these fresh ingredients and seasonal favorites on your next trip to the grocery store or by heading to Kroger.com. Hey, grown-ups, I want to tell you about our sponsor, Greenpan. Their Valencia collection is the winner of ATK's Best in Test for Ceramic Nonstick Skillets. Greenpan changed the way people cook when they introduced the world to ceramic nonstick skillets in 2007. If you want to stock your kitchen with toxin-free nonstick cookware, then skip the traditional nonstick coatings, which are made from plastic synthetics, and choose Greenpan. To learn more about Greenpan, visit them at greenpan.us. Plus, get a special 30% off your purchase for our America's Test Kitchen audience with the code ATK30.
And we're back, and I am ready to hear about what happened with those leafy greens, Molly.
Me too. Well, today we found that the chopped vegetables turned the isopropyl alcohol different shades of green. Spinach left the isopropyl alcohol the deepest green color, and the lettuce was a lighter shade of green. After soaking in the isopropyl alcohol for 2 hours, all of the vegetable solids left behind were a lighter green color than the untreated leaf, meaning the green color traveled from the vegetables into the alcohol.
Excellent recap of what happened, Molly, but I am curious. Why?
It all comes down to something called chlorophyll.
Chlora who?
All green plants, including green vegetables, have something called chlorophyll. Chlorophyll is a molecule found in the cells of plants that help them turn sunlight into food for the plant, a process called photosynthesis.
Wow! That sounds like a magic trick. So chlorophyll is the molecule in plants that turns sunlight into energy.
Correct. It also gives plants their signature green color. The chlorophyll molecules absorb red and blue wavelengths of visible light and reflect green, and sometimes yellow, wavelengths, which our eyes perceive.
So, like, they're green. Chlorophyll molecules are green.
Right.
So we saw the green travel from the leaves into the alcohol, Molly. Was that chlorophyll leaving the plant?
It was. It was leafing, actually.
Molly, good one! But how did the chlorophyll make its way from the vegetables into the alcohol?
Chopping the vegetables breaks many of the plant's cell walls and helps the chlorophyll inside get out. Chlorophyll dissolves in alcohol, so when you added the isopropyl alcohol to the chopped veggies, the chlorophyll was drawn out of the plant's cells and into the alcohol, turning it green. Surrounding the mixture with hot water helped to speed up this process.
Huh. So the chlorophyll left the leafy vegetables and went into the alcohol, turning it green. And the warm water sped up the process.
Exactly. And Jackson noticed a difference between the spinach and the lettuce. Dark leafy greens, such as spinach, contain more chlorophyll than lighter green vegetables, such as lettuce. That's why the liquid from the spinach mixture turned a deep, bright green color, while the lettuce liquid was a lighter green hue.
The darker the green, the more chlorophyll?
Correct.
Amazing! Wow, Molly, I feel chlorophyll of science!
There it is.
Yeah, I just needed to focus less on my pun material and let it flow, like green molecules into isopropyl alcohol.
Something like that, sure. Thank you so much for doing this experiment with us today, Jackson. That was so much fun.
Thank you for having me today. I hope I can see you next time. Bye.
Bye. Listeners, if you want to try this experiment at home, remember to tell us how it went. Grownups, you can reach us at mysteryrecipe@americastestkitchen.com.
Say, Molly, I'm not feeling so green anymore after learning so much about lettuce all week.
Nice one, Mitzi.
Let us head to the next segment. Unless you want to romaine in this one a bit longer.
You are back with a vengeance, aren't you?
And not at all bitter about it. I'm Aruga Lad to be back, Molly. Salad. There's something there. I just gotta figure out what it is. Spinach!
Well, I don't want to break your flow here, but we do have time for one more segment. It's time for the wild card.
Each week, we like to end things with something a little wacky in our wild card. And today, we have a scene from one of my all-time favorite films.
Really cold up in here in the crow's nest, isn't it, Captain?
Bloody cold up here, first mate.
You'd think a luxury cruise ship as big as the Titanic might be able to afford a space heater or something.
We ain't even got any binoculars. How are we supposed to be on the lookout if we don't have binoculars, even?
We're nothing but a couple of working-class baby carrots. They save all the good fixings like space heaters for the fancy salad vegetables. Like the tomatoes and the cucumbers.
Oh, we're so in love.
Oh, we're so in love. Wow.
Speaking of tomatoes.
Oh, we love each other so much already. Look at us, two tomato slices on the biggest salad cruise liner in the world. I can't stop laughing.
Oh, I love being on the deck of this ship with you. Listen, Jack, when this ship docks, I'm getting off with you.
This is wild. Wow.
I know. It doesn't make any sense. That's why I trust it.
Near, far, wherever you are, I believe that the artichoke heart does go on.
What does that mean?
I don't know. I just felt the urge to tell you that.
Hey, where you love tomatoes, shut it down there. I'm trying to keep a lookout up here. And I can't concentrate over all your giggling. Wait a second. Do you see that?
See what? Uh-oh.
Uh-oh?
Iceberg! Right ahead! Iceberg lettuce! Right ahead!
Huh? Lettuce? In the ocean? Well, this ship is huge. I can't imagine some heads of lettuce would even...
Ring the alarms! Spin all the twisty things! And do the starboard! Do the starboard!
Come on. Come on.
Why aren't we turning?
Wow. That's the biggest head of lettuce I've ever seen.
Come on. Come on.
Iceberg lettuce! It's gonna hit! Has been breached.
Oh, look out! There's salad dressing. It's everywhere.
Oh, it's Caesar, my favorite.
Deploy the lifeboats. Use these croutons as flotation devices.
Aw, the walnuts are playing our favorite song, Jack. Wow, the ship is sinking very quickly. I still don't get the real, physics behind it. Are there a bunch of heads of iceberg lettuce here, or Was it one big head of lettuce? And we're in this Caesar dressing ocean. This is all very confusing.
There's only room for one of us on this crouton, Rose.
Jack, it's okay. I'll sing to you, Jack. We'll be okay, Jack.
I love Caesar dressing.
Jack, no.
I love Caesar dressing.
Ugh. I'll never let go, Jack.
No, seriously, let me go, Rose. I want to go swim in the dressing.
I'll never let go, Jack.
Rose, please let go. It's okay. It's like I'm pretty buoyant in this stuff. What's with the whistle?
I'll never let go, Jack.
There's a fork coming, Rose.
I'll never let go.
There's a fork coming, Rose. It's got me.
Jack! Jack!
Oh, this is actually kind of nice. Goodbye, Rose! Goodbye!
Is that it? What even was that?
I'm not entirely sure.
Like a cruise ship for vegetables? And then someone ate Leonardo DiCaprio?
Well, we've come to the end of Lettuce Week, and what a week it was.
We learned all about what makes lettuce crunchy, and how to use a salad spinner, and what makes plants green.
We'll be back next week to talk about another brand new ingredient.
And remember, at the end of the season, we'll be using all of our ingredients in a very special mystery recipe to cook together. Can you guess what it is? So far, we've talked about pepper, mayonnaise, sriracha, and lettuce.
You'll have to tune in next week to find out what our next ingredient will be. If you love Mystery Recipe, be sure to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. That way, you won't miss an episode.
And if you liked this episode, share it with a friend. It's a great way to support our show. Or you can give us a review. Or not. Near, far, wherever you are, just keep listening. Until next time.
Keep on cooking. Mystery Recipe is hosted by me, Molly Birnbaum, and I am a Sour Patch Kid. Chad Chennai is our writer and producer. He's a peanut butter cup. Our executive producer is Caitlin Kelleher. She's a lemon meringue pie. Andrea Vavjin is a Biscoff cookie, and Katie O'Hara is a chocolate brownie cookie, and they are both contributing writers on our show. Scoring, sound design, and mixing by Anya Jeshik, Strawberry Shortcake, and Matt Boynton, an orange creamsicle, of Ultraviolet Audio. Jonathan Roberts composed our theme music and is a key lime pie. Our director of post-production is Hen Margolis. She's a cannoli. Our line producer is Diane Knox, who is a chocolate lava cake. Jack Bishop is the chief creative officer of America's Test Kitchen. He's a lattice top peach pie. David Nussbaum is our CEO, and he's chocolate avocado pudding. Special thanks to our senior science editor, Paul Adams, executive editor, Kristen Sargianis, executive food editor, Susanna McFerrin, associate art director, Gabby Hominoff, senior editor, Afton Cyrus, associate editors, Katie O'Hara and Tess Berger, test cooks, Andrea Vavjin and Cassandra Laughlin, and assistant test cook, Kristen Bango. This episode featured the voices of Kira O'Sullivan, Baron Bass, Gina DeMay, Grace Lee, and Brianna Maya. Thanks again to our sponsors, Kroger, Driscoll's, and Greenpan. Mystery Recipe is a production of America's Test Kitchen Kids.
Molly, now that we're done with the episode, I can't stop coming up with lettuce puns. The good ones always hit you too late.
I hear that.
I'm trying to remain calm, but I can't help but be disappointed. I feel like such a butterhead. Got lettuce on my mind. You might as well call me Ryan, because all I see is cress.
Like Ryan Seacrest?
Right, like Ryan Seacrest. Because cress is a type of salad green.
Nice one. Come on, Mitzi. The episode's over. We gotta go.
Should I kale it quits? Leaf while I'm ahead?
Mitzi.
Ah! Sorry, not sorry. The CP Hub is back, baby.
Hi,
grown-ups, I wanted to tell you a little bit about our newsletter. If you love the fun food content we share on Mystery Recipe, then sign up today for our ATK Kids newsletter to receive even more recipes, activities, and stories from me straight to your inbox. As a mom of two, I always try to include things that are important to my family, and it's a great way to hear about all the new things we are cooking up at ATK. Plus, every new email added will be entered for a chance to win 3 free ATK Kids books for toddlers through teens. We'll draw 10 winners every month while the promotion lasts, and we have some great books available all the time. Head to atkkids.com/newsletter to sign up today for your chance to win.